This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. This week marks the fifth anniversary of a massive tornado outbreak that killed more than 250 people across Alabama. Since those storms on April 27, 2011, communities have been slowly rebuilding. Two tornadoes tore through the town of Cordova, northwest of Birmingham. Now, 5 years later, there's progress. But as Ashley Cleek reports, some residents feel uneasy about the change.
Jennifer Coron's office is filled with tons of Cordova memorabilia. Framed patches from police uniforms, bricks from old town buildings, and of course, pictures of the tornado. She pulls out a picture of a funnel cloud bearing down on the town.
That's it. That's the moment. That's when it's hitting Cordova.
Coron is the news editor at the Daily Mountain Eagle and a lifelong Cordova resident. Before the tornado, she says, her town's story was like a lot of small industrial towns. The paper mill closed, mining stopped, and about 50 years ago, Cordova entered a slow decline. Then the storms hit.
It literally took the past away. These buildings, these stories, they were gone. So Cordova had to decide what was next.
Part of that was grieving. Then, after about 6 months, Coron says, people started to get frustrated and angry. Why was recovery taking so long?
When you're living in it every day and it's just another day, you don't have a grocery store. Personally, I remember feeling a change, that things just weren't going to be as easy as we were hoping they were going to be.
Federal bureaucracy slowed down recovery, but town leaders also found themselves contending with residents' expectations.
Bonjour.
Cordova Mayor Drew Gilbert eats lunch almost every day at Mojo's, a pizza and sandwich shop, one of just two restaurants in town. He's young, just 25 when elected a year after the tornadoes. Gilbert and the city council had to figure out how they would bring back their decimated town. They did things you'd expect, like rebuild City Hall and the police station. They realigned Main Street to better route traffic past future businesses. But they made other changes. They added a blue tie to the police uniforms and invented a town seal. The small stuff seemed to really rile up some people, Gilbert says.
And that's really where you get the most resistance, is changing the little things. Well, we've always done it that way.
Even a grocery store parking lot became a source of friction. When the grocery store was rebuilt after 3 years, they did it without a big suburban-style parking lot in front. Instead, the store, with its red Spanish tile roof, is right up against the street. Gilbert defends the style.
I'll boldly say the nicest Piggly Wiggly in Alabama, maybe in the world.
79-year-old Eugene Jones has lived in Cordova since he was a kid. As he loads his car with groceries, he says the 3 years without the store were tough, but he sees progress in town.
It's beginning to get back to the original, or maybe exceed that.
Mayor Drew Gilbert has his vision of Cordova as a small bedroom community to a growing Birmingham, with walkable streets and parks that are more than just baseball fields. That may not square with residents who prefer a Cordova closer to the one that was destroyed. Jennifer Coron with the Daily Mountain Eagle says Cordovans have a hard time with change. Even she did, despite being about Gilbert's age. It took her a while to accept that Cordova was going to be a different town after the tornado.
I have bought into the vision little by little because it's the Cordova that I want for myself and that I want for my son. And I've thought a lot about that right after the tornado. You know, what would Cordova be for him? And it's not going to be the Cordova of my childhood, and that's okay. But it has the potential to be more.
However the town evolves, the next 5 years will mean change for Cordova. The disaster relief money is gone, so it'll be harder to get projects off the ground. But with much of Main Street still empty, there's plenty of space for the future to be determined. For WBHM, I'm Ashley Cleek.